Banksy's last art installation in New York is now in custody. The six balloon letters and exclamation point, which together spelled Banksy, were confiscated by police. The elusive English street artist has a knack for attracting the spotlight, exciting some people, infuriating others, and he's not alone in his line of work. Another street artist is making quite a name for himself in northern Spain. He's known around the city of Gijón simply as Señor X. Reporter Jerry Haddon went in search of him and his works.
Like Banksy, who tell his New York fans online where to find his new works, Señor X is guiding me in real time by dropping virtual pins onto a map. I can see them on my phone. And he's gotten me nice and lost in a wasteland of half-collapsed warehouses on Gijón's perimeter.
Filled with old bricks, and I think this is actually asbestos roofing.
I'm looking for what may be Señor X's best-known and least-viewed work, an elaborate stenciling called Life.
To get inside here, I had to lift up a fence, I had to slide underneath, and now I'm inside what may be one of Señor X's urban canvases. Found it. Yes! My first Señor X.
Life consists of a disheveled man's face cold-cocked by the word life itself, causing him to vomit or cough up his insides. It's hard to tell, but the point's clear. In Señor X's view, something's terribly wrong in Spain these days. There's his life-size image out on the edge of Gijón's pier, another stencil, of a businessman with a rock tied around his neck, a clear commentary on how Spain's economy was sunk by real estate speculators, or the public garbage cans labeled bankers and politicians. No explanation needed there. Other works are just plain funny. He painted columns to look like Cuban cigars, and he's done a series of Picassos, as in Pablo Picasso hunched over and spray-painting a wall. In general, folks here are pretty excited about their mystery neighbor's growing notoriety. Señor X's work is stupendous, says Charo Cimas, a ceramics artist working at an outdoor market. It's a way to transmit art to everyone, she says, and it's free. And done on public property, which is why the city, alarmed by the sheer number of Señor X's paintings, has, for the last year or so, been painting over most of what he does. But if the city thought disappearing his art would make Señor X go away, they were wrong. David Ergüelles, the owner of a local sports store here in Gijón, has a Señor X original on his facade. He actually commissioned it through an intermediary at a local art gallery. It shows a smiling 1950s-style American-looking couple behind an open umbrella. Above, two kids dressed in knickers are spitting down on them. Ergüelles says, a couple of clients have said to me, the day you redo your facade, please call me. They want Señor X's work. It's an amazing piece of realism. People are really starting to follow him, he says. I mean, you're here. There must be a reason for that. As to Señor X's identity? To tell you the truth, Ergüelles shrugs, I barely even saw the guy. He came to do the work, and the very next day he'd finished. He was wearing a gas mask to paint. So I don't know who he is. It's all a mystery. And it's going to stay that way. I know because Señor X tells me. I'm trying to save on the fines, he says, on a Skype call he agreed to after my visit to Gijón. But also, he says, I think a work of art should speak for itself. I don't like to explain it. Señor X says he left Gijón, tired of small-town life and the cat-and-mouse game with local officials, which is when he reveals that he's in London. Bigger town, more stuff to stencil on. He's aware he's now on Banksy's turf, but he shrugs off comparisons. Lots of people are doing this style of art, he says. Banksy is the reference point. Everyone knows him, so they always compare to him. It's normal, but I'm not even close to his level. Hard to say, but he's definitely not banking what Banksy banks. For now, Señor X works as a graphic designer to pay his rent. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Gijón, Spain.